Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I would now like to call the Sussex County Board of Adjustment meeting to order. The first order of business for this evening will be our agenda. Are there any additions or corrections at this time?
There are not, Mr. Chairman.
Any from any member? Okay, hearing none?
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion we approve the agenda as last revised.
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. McCabe that we approve this evening's agenda as last revised. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Next will be the approval of the minutes of our last regular meeting.
So moved.
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve the minutes of our last regular meeting. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Mr. Burrell.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the time and place for hearings before the Board of Adjustment. There are a number of hearings this evening, and in order to proceed in an orderly fashion, the hearings will be conducted according to certain rules as follows. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion and take directions from the chairman. Unruly or disorderly conduct is not tolerated and may result in your expulsion from the room or, in extreme cases, more severe penalties. Each application is announced separately, and the applicant is asked to come forward and be sworn in. The applicant will then present the case, explain the request, and present any exhibits or testimony in support of the application. The burden is on the applicant to address the statutory factors for a variance or a special use exception. The board may ask questions of the applicant as well as any of the witnesses. The board will then invite public comments. Supporters will go first, followed by opponents. Please identify yourselves by name and place of residence for the record. All persons must be sworn in order to speak. And please be concise with your statements and avoid being repetitive. The board may ask questions of supporters or opponents. And if you have questions for others, they must first be directed to the board, and the board will then direct the question to an appropriate individual. Once all the testimony has been presented, the public hearing is closed, and the case is either voted upon, tabled, or taken under advisement for consideration at the end of the agenda. If you're here for a case listed under other business or old business, please understand that no new testimony or evidence is taken. All board matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open session. All persons present may stay throughout the evening and view deliberations at the end of the agenda, or you can call the board's office in the morning for the results. And for the courtesy of those here this evening, if you have a cell phone or a pager, we would ask that you turn that off during the meeting.
Thank you, Mr. Burrell. First case, please.
Case number 10744, Weller's Tire Service, Inc., west of U.S. Route 13, intersection east of U.S. Route 13A, a variance from the front yard setback requirement for sales display.
Name and residence.
James Weller, Lincoln, Delaware.
Full address.
Oh, 10243 Webb Farm Road, Lincoln, Delaware.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, I do have copies for everybody. Do I just give them out?
Start them with the lady at the other end, please.
Okay. Good evening, sir.
Hi.
You explain to the board your request this evening, please.
Okay. It's going to be better for me if I could just read what I wrote. Is that okay?
That will be fine.
Okay. First of all, I want to just say thanks for having me tonight. And several years ago, I came before this body to request a variance that was approved for a zero setback on this property to allow Wellers to display utility trailers. With the economy the way it has been for several years now, our company has had to add product lines to stay in business. My original variance request was to display utility trailers only. At this time, I want to be in compliance and request my variance be updated to include display of all additional products that we sell in this zero setback. I would like to legally display in the zero setback any product that Weller sells. With this permission, I will not be out of compliance when I set any other item out in this setback area that we sell. If this variance is not granted, it will place a severe hardship on our business in this very difficult economy. I will begin this evening by answering the five questions that qualifies my variance to be approved. Do you want me to read the questions and my answers?
Just address it as in regards of unique physical circumstances.
Okay, so in regards to the unique physical circumstances, my answer is yes. This property, and I provided the pictures, is in triangular in shape and very narrow. The property begins with a sharp point on Route 13 and 13A and widens as it goes south. Due to the narrowness of the property, if we were to meet the setback, that would be very little or no outside display area. In reference to question two, such physical circumstances or conditions, my answer, the property cannot be developed as stated in question. It is necessary for the variance to allow Wellers to display the products we sell on this very narrow, odd configured parcel. Question three, will this create any necessary hardship? My answer would be no. The property does not allow good visibility of products to traffic. Question four, that the variance, if authorized, will not alter essential character. My answer would be no. Wellers is surrounded by commercial properties and two major highways. Question five, the variance, if authorized, will represent the minimum variance that will afford relief. My answer to that would be yes.
When did you increase this product that you're needing?
When did I increase the product? Well, truthfully,
Two or three years ago.
Yeah, it has just recently been brought to my attention that I did not know my first variance did not cover whatever I sold. It was back, I believe, in 1998.
1998
was the first one, I'm pretty sure.
Okay. Yeah, 1998. Then we had one in 05.
That might have been for some office trailers, but they're no longer there.
Yes, for sales trailers only.
Yes, they're gone.
Mr. Weller, how many signs do you have on these parcels?
Oh, will that count the ones on buildings? I have one sign totally by itself on, there's like three different parcels of land.
Right.
So just total of all the parcels?
One's allowed one ground sign and one wall sign.
Okay, well then I would say one has one ground sign, one wall sign, the other one has one wall sign, and the other one has one ground sign. So I'm a little bit shy of what I should have.
Do you understand the definition of a sign?
I believe it's anything that promotes product.
Well, anything that has a letter or a number.
Okay.
So.
Well, I have no idea then how many.
Are you counting a sign as the one that says $597?
I was under the impression that anything we have for sale could have a price on it. So is a price tag considered a sign also?
I verify that with Mr. Lank, and we allow price. As long as it has no wording.
I actually removed the word carport from that.
Okay, did you remove the rent own sign in front of the shed?
Yes.
Is it your intent to keep those signs off the parcel?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
How about the portable sign?
I think he's in compliance with that now.
Yep, and I did just get that in the mail the other day.
I met with Mr. Weller and explained everything.
So that's legal?
Yes, it is. As long as he encloses the bottom.
It's enclosed.
To make it
so
permanent.
What happened, say, somebody put something on the end down the other side? He can still take this sign and move it somewhere else and do the same thing again then, right?
He would have to have a permit if he chose to do that each time, but he's not going to do that.
And the sign doesn't have any wheels on it.
It's a temporary. I mean, but you could put wheels back on it and move it again.
Well, you could pick any sign I have up and move it.
Yeah.
In other words, it's not on a trailer. It's on the ground.
So if he wanted to move the sign, he would have to get an additional permit?
Right.
And then it would have to meet the setback requirements?
Correct.
Okay.
And he's aware of that.
And the permit I have would be voided when I move it also.
Okay.
But if the picture you have is on a trailer, it's an outdated picture. It's now on the ground and has lattice all around it.
I'll know where it's at.
Okay.
And how far are you from the highway? From the with your trailers, how far would you be from the highway? On 13?
I can't remember that number for some reason. I don't remember if it was 40 feet. There was some number that was on some paperwork. Am I allowed to ask you that question?
Well, I know that he has set everything at the zero setback. He is on county property, not in the state right away anymore. He's moved everything back. On county property.
On county
property. And that's why he's asking for the 0 foot.
How about on 13?
As far as I know, he's moved everything. He's located his property markers, and everything's at the property markers.
At the property markers?
Yes.
Unless there's something, I mean, I'm under oath here, so I'm not aware of anything that's beyond our property line.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Weller, we've, in the past, obviously, with other businesses, we've granted other variances at zero at the property line. And our concern's always been that, you know, you give someone an inch and they take a mile, and in some cases we've seen where some folks have, they've at first they conform and they park the things and at the property line, and then they gradually move out because mm-hmm. of some, as they had suggested, some state property. And that creates concern for us. What assurances, you know, once if we say you can have a setback of zero, then the county can no longer enforce anything beyond that. If we say that you can have a 1 foot setback, then the county can enforce anything beyond that 1 foot. What assurances do we have if we grant a zero foot variance, that what assurances do we have that you won't move further out into the state property?
You mean move beyond my property? Mm-hmm. Well, number one, I don't think she'll allow me. Number two, I'm not new to the community, and if this is what I'm told I'm supposed to do, this is what I'll do.
Okay.
In other words, I was, quite honestly, was not aware of everything that she brought to my attention. And we immediately dealt with it.
You did.
Okay.
Have you ever considered the safety of that stuff being so close to the road? For
safety of
accidents and stuff? I mean, we have had accidents there before at that corner. And at 13A going in, we have accidents there before.
Well, I mean, there is a ditch. They jump the ditch and you're saying like if a car came off the road... I guess if they hit my trailers, I mean, I don't know what I could do to protect myself. You know, the speed limit's, I think, 55 there. I think whether they were 60 feet back or right on the property line, I think if a car came off the highway, there's a high probability they're going to hit my trailers.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know what I could even possibly do short of cement barriers. to protect the car from coming off. But so far, we did have just what you just said. We had a man fall asleep, run off the road, and hit five trailers and had no insurance. You know, so it does happen, but I hate to sound selfish, but I'm more focused on visibility, survival of my business, and, you know, being within the law. But at the same time, I don't want to have to worry about every person, how they drive or what they do. But I don't know what else to do.
Yeah.
But good thought.
How many acres do you have there?
About 18 acres.
18 acres.
Correct. Well, in other words, there's over by O.A. Newton's, it's about 16. Then where the big building is with the big blue roof is about 2 acres. And that little old building up in the front is about a quarter of an acre.
Okay, are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Workman? Mr. Hudson?
One quick one. The trailer that advertises the steaks and fries and everything, that is just...
That from what I understand, originally there was a concern that it wasn't allowed to be out there, but I believe that it is okay if a person brings something to my property to leave it to sell on consignment, which that particular trailer belonged to somebody, or if a person had a plumbing business and their van was lettered and we put a hitch on it, that we don't have to remove the lettering to be able to sell something for somebody. Am I correct on that? That
correct.
Right.
But you're not selling chicken, cheese steaks, and fries.
Not yet. But we did move it anyway. We did move it anyway off the road. I'm here to keep peace. You know, I want to get along.
Okay. Mr. Mills?
No other questions.
No further questions? Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion we take case number 10,744 under advisement.
A second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Workman and a second by Mr. Mills that we take case number 10,744 under advisement. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Mr. Weller, your case has been taken under advisement. What that means, there may be a decision made here later on this evening. You could stay if you would like, or you may call the office in the morning after 9 o'clock.
Okay.
Okay?
All right. Thanks a lot. Take care.